Wisconsin's mix of cold winters and hot summers puts stress on its highways, but nothing damages more than heavy trucks. And yet at a time when road conditions are getting worse in Wisconsin, state lawmakers have been reluctant to punish overweight trucks that do most of the damage. In our ongoing series on transportation funding in Wisconsin, Sean Johnson reports.
Fewer than 100 state patrol officers are responsible for enforcing weight limits on Wisconsin highways. Sergeant Jeremiah Johnson is one of them.
The weight limits are there to protect the infrastructure of the roadways. The heavier the vehicle, the more damage it does.
Johnson and other highway inspectors are focused on commercial trucks or semi-trucks. Depending on how much companies pay the state in vehicle registration fees, trucks can weigh up to 80,000 pounds. The state weighs trucks at 13 weigh stations. It also uses several weigh-in motion scales. These combine cameras and metal plates built into the pavement to weigh trucks while they're driving. Inspectors patrolling Wisconsin's roads can also pull over trucks, and Johnson's doing that now. Johnson says most truck drivers follow the law, and no inspections are just a part of doing business. That's the way this stop unfolds. Johnson shouts instructions to the driver as he inspects the truck, including its lights and brakes.
Left turn signal. Right. Okay, four ways. Brake. Good.
The truck's in good shape and shows no sign of being overweight, so there's no need for Johnson to break out portable scales or escort the truck to a weigh station. Once he's done, Johnson checks his laptop to see what he missed. Several trucks passed the weigh-in motion scales just down the road while he was busy. Three of them weighed more than the 80,000-pound legal limit.
It's frustrating, but you can't really let it get to you. I mean, I can only do so much, and us as an agency, there's only so much you can do with the personnel that you have.
In the case of the Wisconsin State Patrol's highway inspectors, that's meant doing the job with fewer people. While the agency's scale technology has dramatically improved, the number of highway inspectors on the road today is smaller than a decade ago, even though the number of heavy trucks has grown. The Department of Transportation proposed adding inspectors a few years ago, citing an internal study that showed overweight trucks cause $41 million in pavement damage annually in Wisconsin. Republicans on the legislature's budget committee rejected the plan, and soon after, the full legislature passed bills allowing farm equipment on roads that's even heavier, up to 92,000 pounds. Ben Jordan is the director of the Transportation Information Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's College of Engineering. Jordan teaches local governments how to build and maintain roads. Jordan says every heavy truck causes damage, much more than cars.
Maybe there are 50,000 vehicles traveling on the interstate in a day. Now, the DOT says 35% of those are trucks. One of those trucks would do the same damage to that highway as 9,600 cars.
Some local governments complain their roads have been damaged to the point that they're unsafe at highway speeds, and there are other safety concerns. At the Beloit Way Station, Highway Inspector Derek Schutte is examining a semi-trailer when he spots a problem.
Release! So this truck's out of service for brakes.
Three of this truck's 10 brakes don't work, which means the driver has to park it until it's fixed or towed. Schutte says he's seen enough examples like this that it's changed the way he drives.
If I'm in and around a semi, it's either passing it to get around it, or I'm pretty far off.
Cars have to coexist with semis in a state and a country where the economy is built around trucking. But all those heavy trucks come with trade-offs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.